Page 46. Listen for main ideas. Exercise C. Listen to a university lecture. Then read the statements and choose the one that expresses the main idea of the lecture.
Good morning, class. So, today's woman lives in a time when ultra-thin bodies are in style. When you look at any women's magazine, for example, you see photos of unrealistically thin fashion models. And also, there are numerous articles about diet and exercise tips to help ordinary women achieve the same body type as the models. Our subject today is female self-image and the difficulty of growing up female at a time when society has adopted an impossible ideal. The female ideal has changed significantly in the last century, hasn't it? If you look at fashion magazines from the past, you immediately notice that the fashion models you see in them would be considered overweight by today's standard. For the last 50 years, models have been getting thinner and thinner until finally people have become concerned that models have actually been starving themselves to achieve the super thin look demanded by fashion designers. This is a frightening trend, and this look has now become the standard female body image that girls and women aspire to. Some recent studies have found that a majority of girls and women wish they could look like the models and actresses they see in the media. According to recent studies in the U.S., approximately 75% of women think they are too fat. Girls between ages 11 to 17 say if they had only one wish, it would be to be thinner. Between the ages of 10 and 14, the percentage of girls who say they are happy with the way they look drops from 60% to 29%. And one study of adult women reported that 80% of women are highly self-critical and are dissatisfied with their bodies. 80% of 10-year-olds are on diets. The result of all these negative feelings is that between 5 and 10 million teenaged girls and young women have an eating disorder, extreme dieting or anorexia, that can be dangerous to their health. What can we do to help prevent the negative self-image so many girls and women have of themselves? And what, if anything, can we do to reduce the high frequency of eating disorders among young women? Well, if you're a woman, it's important to increase your awareness that you are being targeted as a consumer group, and that advertisers believe that if you can be made to feel self-conscious about your body, they can successfully promote weight loss and exercise products to you. If you are the parent of a young girl, be aware that as she grows up, your daughter will be bombarded with the same messages over and over again. Implanting a positive message about your daughter's value and attractiveness when she's young will help build her self-esteem and self-confidence. This will make her less likely to accept the messages that are being promoted by the media. And be sure to let your daughter hear you comment on the beauty of women who don't conform to the destructive and unrealistic image of beauty so widely depicted. In next week's class, we'll discuss the impact of media on males who also have to cope with a similar impossible ideal. Until then...